第三章
Chapter 3,
第一节到第八节是谈到那个罪的类型。
Verse 1 through 8 talks about the categories of sin.
主要是三种的罪。
And there are three main categories.
第三节讲到那个不信。
Verse 3 says the lack of faith.
说犹太人虽然不信，但是会毁掉神的信吗？
And it says that their lack of faith nullify God's faithfulness?
因为神是信实的神啊，不会违背自己。
Not at all, because God is a faithful God.
但是人常常会失信，但是神永远是可信的。
And even though man would lose their faith, God would never lose faith.
信是我们人跟神之间啊，沟通的一个桥梁。
And faith is a bridge between man and God.
因为人的不信就断绝了人跟神之间的关系。
And because of lack of faith, the bridge between man and God is broken.
所以人就对神啊无知了哈。
And man gradually loses knowledge of God.
好像说有的人眼睛看不见了，但是他说没有太阳，他不相信有太阳啊，不会因为他不相信太阳就消失掉。
It is just like some people who are blind, and because they cannot see the sun, they say, I believe that there is no sun. And the sun does not disappear because of their unbelief.
神的大能跟神性啊是存在的。
The great and powerful nature of God is established.
不会因为人的不信让神就受到什么亏损。
It would not be...lesson because of the lack of belief and faith on
man. 反而因为不信，人自己本身失掉福分。
But on the contrary, man loses the blessing by their unbelief.
再来第二个人的罪就是不义。
The second type of sin is unrighteousness.
第四节哈。
Verse 4.
第四节讲到说啊，不会，神是真实的，人是虚谎的啊。
It says that God is true and every man a liar.
说你责备人的时候显为公义，被人议论的时候可以得胜哈。
And that if you are proved to be right when you speak and prevail when you are judged.
第五节说啊，我照着人的常话说，我们的不义显出神的义来啊那。神愤怒啊，好像他的不义啊。
And verse 5 says, if our unrighteousness brings out God's righteousness more clearly, what shall we say? That God is unjust in bringing out his wrath on us?
所谓的不义就是不按照神的原则来行事。
And unrighteousness comes from not following the principles set down by God.
这是一种不负责任的行为。
And it is an act of irresponsibility.
虽然犹太人啊，他们先祖一次一次蒙神很多很多的恩典，但是他们还是不断的犯罪得罪神。
So even though the Israelites were blessed by God and through numerous occasions, once time after time they have broken faith with God.
把神宽容他们啊，当作是应该的，当作是他们行恶的一个机会。好。
And they take God's grace and mercy for granted, and take it as an opportunity to do evil.
因为他们认为说啊，要借着人呐、啊，我行了一些不好的事情啊，神来宽容我，显出神的伟大啊，显出神的那个义啊。
Because they argue that I as a man must do some wicked things so that God may forgive me and show mercy upon me, and that way God's grace and mercy can be shown.
其实这是错误的观念，不会因为人的不义来显出神的义。
And of course this is a faulty logic because God's goodness and mercy cannot be shown by unrighteousness.
这是一种歪理哦，就认为说比如说人因为出了善恶果犯了罪才显出说神的救恩的伟大了。
It is a logical fallacy. It is just like people saying, by man eating the fruit of knowledge of good and evil, they sinned and allow God's salvation plan to be shown.
如果按照这样的推理的话，变成说犹大把耶稣卖掉，所以救恩才能够完成，所以犹大变成一个功臣了。
And through this logic, Judas would be given the credit for allowing salvation to happen because he sold Jesus to the Pharisees to be crucified.
所以事实上哦, 人不会因为我们人的罪, 啊, 人的不义, 显出神的义来。
So in actuality, our sins cannot be used to glorify God's name.
所以有的时候我们行恶，哎，行不义的，啊，显出神的义，啊，神怎么还责备我们呢？
And these people who do these things, they argue that how can God judge us for our injustice when we are just trying to help?
第七节说啊，如果因为我们虚谎啊，显出神是真实的，啊，那神怎么还审判我们？
Verse 7 says, if my false one enhances God's truthfulness and increases his glory, why am I still condemned as a sinner?
其实我们人的虚妄不会显出啊神的真啊，神本来就是真的，就绝对的。
We have to remember that our falsehood cannot enhance God's truthfulness, for God is true.
所以有的人类的第三个罪，其实就是不真实，不实。
So the third sin of man is falsehood.
在犹太人里面呢，有很多的宗教礼仪律法。
In the Jewish customs, there are lots of laws and regulations.
那实际上他们用这个祝夸，啊，他们很多都变成形式虚伪的。
But they use this to boast, and even though most of them are ritualized.
三章的第四节讲到一句话，说神是真实的，人是虚谎的。
And here it says that God is true, and every man is a liar.
这个真实是表示说啊。 能够持久，能够永远存在，实际上的存在，永远不会改变。
And true meaning that it is established forever, it does not change.
是为了完整的，没有缺失的，真实的。
It's complete and without blemish, it is complete, it is true.
从时间上来讲啊，神是真实的存在，永远不改变的， 永恒的存在。
From a perspective of time, God is eternally and he is true forever.
啊，人呐，人的存在是有一段的时间呐。But
the existence of man is only limited.
从本质上来讲啊，神是不改变的，但是人是经常会善变的。And
from nature, God is unchanging, but man often changes his mind.
从那个本性来讲啊，神是完整的，没有缺失的，但是人就有很多的缺失。And
from another characteristic, we can see that God is complete and whole. He is without fault, while man is often full of weakness.
所以说，神是真实的，人是虚妄的。
That is why it is said that God is true and every man a liar.
这是第一节到第八节里面，把前面很多很多的罪，把它归纳成三点。So,
chapter 3, verse 1 through 8 categorizes all the previously
enumerated sins into
categories. One is faithlessness.
第二个就是不义。
And second one is unrighteousness.
第三个就是不实，不真实。
Finally, third one, falsehood.
这个罪的影响就记在9节以下到20节。
And the effects of sin are documented in verse 9 and below.
前面谈到那个罪的破坏性，把本来神所造非常美好的东西啊，因为罪的缘故就破坏掉了。And
it first talks about how sin is destructive and how it destroys the wonderful creation of God.
意思解说没有义人，连一个也没有。Verse
10 says there is no one righteous, not even one.
这是人本质上的一种破坏。And
this destroys the basic nature of man.
人本来是按照神的形象造的，有神的真理、能力跟圣洁啊。And
for man was once created in the image of God and had the glory and truth of God.
但是因为犯罪了，所以变成失掉了神尊贵的形象。
But because of sin, they have lost this glorious image of God.
没有一个义人。
And there is no one righteous.
但是说没有明白的，就是智慧上的破坏。
And also says there is no one who understands.
本来神给人智慧啊，要管理大地。
And this is a destruction of their wisdom. Originally, God gave man wisdom so that they could take care of the world. And they have the ability to understand God, to communicate with him.
但是这个属灵智慧上啊，破坏掉了，没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
But the spiritual understanding was damaged, and they were unable to understand.
对神啊，属灵上啊，无知。
and they became ignorant towards God.
再来第三个，偏离正路变成无用。
And the third is they have all turned away, they have together become worthless.
这是方向上的偏差。
And this is a deterioration in their direction.
我们本来是从神来的，我们受造也是为着要荣耀神。
For originally we came from God, and our purpose is to glorify Him.
我们人也要依靠神。
And as man, we should rely on God.
但是人犯了罪以后，人就远离神。
But after sinning, we have to stray away from God.
那所以像现在的人本主义啊，这是一种啊方向上的偏差。
So the basic philosophy of man have changed and turned a drastic direction.
所以没有人
from God.
想要寻找神了、啊。
So nobody wants to seek God.
要偏离方向了。
And we are lost in our way.
本来我们人呢、啊。因为我们人在肉体，我们在世界上的生活有限，我们的力量有限，所以我们要倚靠神。
And as man, because we are limited to a physical body, and we have limited energy and resources.
好像一个婴孩啊，小的时候他出生一定要在家庭里面长大，要享受父母亲的爱、父母亲的照顾。
It's just like a baby whenhe or she is born, he or she must rely on the strength of his or her parents.
婴孩怎么靠自己要成长呢？
But without the parents, how can a baby grow up by himself?
所以人靠神呢，这是本能上的需要。
So it is only natural for human beings to rely on a greater
power. 但犯了罪以后啊，这个方向偏差了啊，不晓得寻求神。
But after we have lost our directions, we have forgotten, we do not know how to turn to God.
人自己以为很有智慧啊，但是变成愚拙了。
And man, and thinking that they themselves are wise, have become worthless.
因为神才认识神才是真正智慧的开端。
Because only the understanding of God is the beginning of
wisdom. 所以诗篇的十四篇里面说，愚昧人说没有神。
So, Proverbs tell us that the foolish say there is no God.
他说不晓得依靠神啊，不认识神，这是愚昧人。
So those
是叫智慧的。
Who do not know to seek God and to come to draw near to Him are all foolish.
那当然是一个功能上的偏破坏啊。
And second,
变成了没有用了。
Second is a destruction to their functions because they have become worthless.
啊，十二节讲到说变成没有用。
And verse 12 says they have become worthless.
本来神造人啊，有他的目的呀、啊。
And originally, when God created man, there was their purpose.
要来荣耀神的，要来让人得益处的。
It was to benefit man and also to glorify God.
当然很可惜啊，人没有办法成就神的美意啊，失掉了他本身的功能。
But it was very pitiful that man has lost their primary function and become worthless.
所以有的没有信主的人啊，他们在读旧约圣经啊，他们就说：“哇、哦，你们的神怎么那么残忍呐、啊？”啊，像迦南人啊，要把他们毁灭掉。
So some people who do not believe, they often say, they read our Old Testament and remark, oh, how come your God of the Old Testament is so cruel? Look at the Canaanites, why are they killing all of them?
因为人离开了神呐、啊，哎，变成没有用了。啊，神造你在地面上，哎，要来管理大地的，结果你把大地整个破坏掉了。
It's because they are worthless, because God made you to take care of the world, but you are in turn destroying the world.
因为人犯罪啊，连地都受咒诅。
And because of man's sin, even the earth was cursed because of it.
哦，像那个迦南人啊，他们小孩子出生还要把他烧掉，献给偶像。
And just like the Canaanites, even when their babies are born, they would sacrifice them as a burnt offering to their idols.
拜偶像当中又有很多的淫乱的那个行为。
And even while they were worshiping their idols, they had a lot of sexual immorality.
所以已经失掉神造人的目的了，那个功能就失掉了。
So they have lost their function and become worthless in the sight of God.
然后变成没有用了。
They have lost their ability to help.
那当然神就把它除掉了。
And that is only natural that God eliminate them.
啊，再来说没有行善的一个也没有的，哈、哦，这跟前面的那个没有义人啊一样。
And it says that there is no one righteous, there is not even one. It is just like what we previously mentioned, there are no more righteousness.
前面的义人是指本质上的，啊，这个行，没有行善的，就是指行动上的。
And this righteousness mentioned here is an action. There are no righteous actions anymore.
who no one who does good, huh? 就没有人做好事了。
There's no one who does good, not even one. And this is behavior rather than
人没有力量去行善了。
They lack the power to do good.
啊，偏偏去行恶。啊，所以被罪掳去了，没有力量行善。
And since they have they have no ability to do good, they have been taken captive by sin.
啊，这个有两方面的，一个是不肯行，就是说你行善会吃亏啊。
And there are two aspects to them. First is that you believe that I don't want to do good because there's no benefit to me to gain.
另外一个就是因为人被罪辖制，没有力量行。
And second is that man has been controlled by sin that they cannot do it even if they wanted to.
啊，所以就是我们看到说这个罪的破坏性，把本来本质好的整个都破坏掉了。
So now we from this passage we see the destructive powers of sin.
十三节到二十节这一段是讲到。那个本来不好的好的没有掉了，现在建立一个不正常的，不好的。
And from 13 to 20, we see that after they have lost all this.
一个就是从言语上。
They have established a lot of wicked things to.
那喉咙啊，好像那个敞开的坟墓。
It says that their throats are opened graves.
好，一打开啊，里面就脏得不得了。
Once they open up, it's all full of filthy things.
所以从那个喉咙所发出来的言语啊，啊，真的是很污秽肮脏的话。
So the language, the speech that comes out of their mouths are all filthy.
所以说那个喉咙里面都发臭了，脏掉了。
And that is why they said that there is a stench coming out of their throat.
他说他们的舌头啊，弄诡诈。
And there, it also says that the tongues practice deceit.
啊，都是讲一些诡诈的话。
And that is that they speak tricky things.
那在雅各书的第三章里面都讲到舌头上的灵修啊。
That is why in the book of James it talks about the training the tongue.
说那个一直一点点的火会把整片森林把它烧掉。
And he says like how a bit of a spark can lit a whole forest into flames.
这个舌头好像一个罪恶的世界一样。
And the tongue is also like a dark world.
好。这诡诈的舌头就是神所厌恶的。
And a deceitful tongue is one that is abominable.
说他们嘴唇里有毁舌的毒气，满口是咒骂苦毒。
And the poisons of vipers is on their lips; their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness.
啊，这话以上哈，十三节。
And this is in their speech.
一直到十四节都是讲话以上的缺失。
And verse 13 to 14 talks about their lackings.
二十五节讲杀人流血，挥跑行恶。
And 15 and 16 talks about the shedding of blood and murder.
再来讲说他们所很凶残呐。
And how cruel their hands are in verse 16.
到处残害暴虐的事。
And they would go for wanton destruction.
因为他们不知道有神，不知道有平安的道路啊，不怕神。
Because they do not know the peace and the way. Of God.
所以我们看到这个罪的一种可怕性，哈。
So we see how terrible and that sin has.
啊，罪怎么解决呢？就从二十一节以下了。
But how can we resolve this issue of sin? And the solution is in verse 21.
所以人没有办法靠行为得称义，也没有办法靠行律法来得救。
Now righteousness from God apart from the law.
所以神的义啊，就在律法以外显明出来。
Has been made known outside of the law and the prophets.
就是借着耶稣基督为我们舍身呐、啊，死在十字架上，来成就义行。
And this is done through Christ Jesus who died on the cross for our salvation.
好、哦，所以这里叫做神的义哈、哦。
And this is the righteousness of God.
啊、哦、，righteousness of God 哈、哦，神的义，神的义。所以以色列人啊，一直想要靠自己称义。
And the Israelites, they wanted to be justified by their own self.
我们一般人啊，一般人也是说我主要行善就好了。
And most people in the world, all they believe is that as long as I do good,
什么宗教都没有关系。
It doesn't matter what religion I believe in.
所以现在很多人啊， 你看到那个台湾有一个叫厨技工作会对吗？厨技。
And then there's this religion Unitarian.
佛教的一个行善的团体。
Oh, this is another establishment started by the Buddhist. It's
organization.
And it's a very powerful organization.
很多人就捐钱。
Because they would,
固定的每一个月捐多少钱?
They would mandate that some people would donate regularly every month.
因为那个数量很大，很普遍，所以他们可以盖医院、盖大学。
And because of this widespread donation, they have a lot of funds, and they would
build hospitals and universities. 他们的人啊，马上就到。
And if you see there are any disasters anywhere, their people would be there.
哦，在社会上当然做了很多的善事，没有。
And of course, they have done a great deal of good in the society.
所以他们要做什么事情的话，都会穿一个背心啊，还写上一个慈济。
So when they do anything, they would wear this vest with their name.
台湾在好像1999年嘛，哈，是吗？有一个921大地震啊。
In 1999, in Taiwan, there was a great earthquake on September 20.
哦，这个慈济也是一只商人，哈。
And this organization, they went over there to help out.
那其实啊，他们住了一段时间，挂了很多牌子以外啊，那个记者啊，照了很多相以外啊，他们就跑掉了。
But in actuality, all they went over there was put on their signs and banners, and after the reporters took their picture, they left.
我们教会其实在那一段呢，921地震呢，发动了很多人力啊，也花了我捐了很多钱。
But our church in that great earthquake, we have donated a lot of money and we have put out a lot of effort to help.
因为我那个时候在负责美国总会，我知道。
Because at that time, I was in charge of the USDA.
过几天财务就说来，我们到越南去汇款啊，因为信徒捐的钱，我们就一直汇过去，捐了几十万美金了。
Because at that time, the board members would come to me, let's go to the bank and wire some money over there.
但是我们没有穿背心呢。
And there were a lot of money, but we did not wear special vests with our name.
也没有找那个记者来照相啊。
And we did not ask for reporters to take pictures with us.
哦。他说：“后来有信徒就说，我们也要做背心。”
So that is why some members afterwards they say we
要挂一个真的是教会的名字在。
We want our TJC vest and we also want our banners up there too.
当然可以做了，不是说不可以做了。
But of course, this is.
但是行善的目的不是在这里了。
But the point of doing good is not in publicity.
不在显扬名声。
It's not to proclaim our name.
因为主耶稣讲说，你右手做的，你不要让左手知道嘛。
Because Lord Jesus told us that when you do good, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
所以我们过去一向都是默默行善。
So in the past and up to now, when we do good, we do it silently.
但是行善，光行善不能够得救了。
But just by doing good alone cannot guarantee your salvation.
说不是靠人的义，不是靠行律法的义。
It's not through the righteousness of man, not by doing the law.
所以基本上一个人要得救要靠神的义。
So, to be saved, we have to go through the righteousness justified by God.
说人的诸般的义，在神来看好像污秽的衣服一样。
Because the righteousness of man is like a blemish cloth within the sight of God.
你就是做得再好啊，但是还是不完全的。
No matter how good you do a good job, it is still
因为善行没有办法把那个罪的问题解决掉。
Incomplete within the sight of God, because doing good cannot resolve this problem of sin.
比如说一个人因为犯了错，被关在监狱里面。
For example, if a person does wrong, breaks the law, and is spends time in prison.
他不能够说我现在行了很多善事了，所以你要放我出去呀。
And this person cannot say, because I've done so much good, you have to let me out now.
因为行善是你本分呐。
Because doing good is part of your duty.
他首先要解决罪的问题。
You have to first address the issue of sin.
有的你欠人家的东西，你就要赔偿人家嘛。
And if you owe something someone something, you have to repay that debt.
我刚给你判定说你没有罪了，赦免你的罪，你才能够得自由。
And also the judge has to rule that you are not guilty, and then you are free to go.
所以罪的问题啊，不是光靠我们人自己啊能够解决。
So the problem of sin is not something that we as man can solve alone. So that is why we must rely on believing in Jesus. Because for sin to be cleaned, it has to go through blood. If there is no bleeding, the sin cannot be cleansed. That is why Christ Jesus had to come into this world to bleed for us on the cross. And this is the righteousness of God. And the Chinese word for righteousness is very interesting. And doesn't matter if you can't read Chinese, I'll explain it to you. On the top is a character for the sheep. And below it is the character for I or me. And because a sheep is clothed upon me, that I am able to be righteous. And it's not because of by my own powers I am called righteous, but only because of that sheep that has died for my sins. And there are a lot of interesting words in Chinese words that relate to our faith. For example, for boat. If you look at it, break it down, it means the ark that contains eight people, a family of eight. Because there was Noah's ark and eight people, which is Noah's family, was saved. And that is the character for a boat.
So, 这里是特别讲到这个神的义，不是靠我们人行义，一定要借着耶稣基督。
So this especially mentions that we cannot be righteous through our own actions, but rather we have to depend on Christ.
所以这就是因信称义的道理了。
So this is the teaching on justification by faith.
所以这几节圣经很重要。
So these few verses verses are very important.
23:24 and 25。好，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠神的荣耀，所以现在蒙神的恩典，因为耶稣基督的救赎，就可以白白称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着他的血，借着人的信，显明神的义。
So we are able to be justified by
faith. 这个就是因信称义的道理。
And this is the teaching of justification by faith.
所以我们刚刚讲到很多，有关人的罪啦，神的审判啦，审判的结果啦，会怎么样？但是要解决这个罪的问题，就是靠神的义。
So we have talked about a lot of things, such as the sin and the effects of sin, and how we need to be justified through Christ, and this is the teaching on
justification. So, So
no matter how much good you do in the society and in the world, if you, it does not matter because the issue of sin is not resolved. If even though you do a lot of good things, you are still a sinner and you still cannot be saved. So all of us, we are saved because of the grace of God and His mercy. And also through His righteousness and our faith.
所以不是靠人立功的方法，是信主的方法。
So it is not through the actions and behavior of man, but rather through the righteousness of God.
这个第四章就讲因信称义的一个例证。
And chapter 4 tells us an example of justification by faith.
第四章里面用亚伯拉罕做例子。
Chapter 4 uses example of Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕啊，他能够得到称义啊，不是行割礼。
And Abraham was deemed righteous not because of performing circumcision.
也不是靠他肉体有什么可夸的。
And it was not through anything that he did in his flesh.
因为他相信，所以神称他为义。
But rather because he believed and God deemed him as righteous.
亚伯拉罕讲起来，他一开始的时候也很多不完全嘛。
And Abraham, if you look at him, in the beginning he had a lot of shortcomings.
哦。他娶夏甲就不对了。
And for example, how he married Hagar, that was wrong.
啊，他到埃及去的时候，在啊腓力斯地的时候啊，因为怕人家把把他的太太抢走啊，把他杀掉。
And for example, when he went to the land of the Philistines and also into Egypt, he feared that because of his wife, people would kill him and steal her.
他告诉撒拉说，人家问你是谁，你说你就是我的妹妹。
So he told her, his wife, saying, Sarah, saying, when people ask you who you are, just say that you are my sister.
啊，所以到了埃及的时候啊，法老王看到哇，这个女人这么漂亮，其实她已经六十几岁了。
So when this, they went to Egypt, the Pharaoh saw this woman and said, this Sarah, and said, this is a beautiful woman, even though she was 60-year-old.
结果撒拉就被，因为亚伯拉罕说这是我妹妹啊，所以撒拉就被带进王宫了。
And because everybody praised how beautiful she was, and because Abraham said she was her sister.
后来神才出面阻止那个法老王。
So she was taken into Pharaoh's palace, and if it was not for God's intervention, it would not be resolved. And another time in the land of Philistine with Abimelech, and he also brought Sarah into his palace.
后来啊，神就骂他说，你这个死人啊。
And then God rebuked him, saying, you are a dead man.
啊，你怎么去夺人家的妻子？
How can you steal another man's wife?
啊，那王感到很委屈，说，他说他是他的妹妹啊。
And this king,
我不知道是他的妻子啊。
King, he felt really bad and pleaded, said, I did not know that he was, she was his wife because this man told him that, told me that, she was my.
所以说，从肉体上来讲，从行为上来讲啊，亚伯拉没有什么可夸口的地方。
So from a fleshly, point of view, Abraham had nothing to be proud of.
但是亚伯拉罕能够成为，能够得到称义，又成为信心之父。
But Abraham was called righteous and even considered the father of faith.
他因信称义啊。
Because
是在创世纪的15章里面。
He was justified by faith, and this is recorded in Genesis chapter 15, verse 6.
创世纪的15章第6节啊。
Genesis chapter 15 verse 6。
我们看从第四节开始看。
Start from verse 4。
15章第4节。
Chapter 15 verse 4。
那神有话对他说啊，这个人必不成为你的后裔，你本身所生的才成为你的后裔。第5节。
Verse 5。
于是领他走到外边，说：“你向天看，算数算众星，能够算得过来吗？”又对他说：“你的后裔将要如此。”第6节。
Verse 6。
亚伯拉罕信神，神就以以此为他的义，有没有？我看这个保罗实在很厉害，他那个圣经怎么那么熟
？And I am amazed at Paul's understanding of the Bible.
他在论那个新约的圣经里面，他写的多从旧约里面来印证神的道理。
If you read his books in the New Testament, you see that he often refers to the Old Testament for support.
他用这一节来印证亚伯拉罕因信得到称义。
And he uses this passage to illustrate how you can be justified by faith.
那这个故事的背景就是说啊，因为罗德跟亚伯拉罕分开嘛。
And the background of the story is that because Abraham and Lot was were separated.
发生大战的时候，罗德他们通通被抢走。
And because,
罗德跟家人通通被抢走。
And because during a battle, Lot and his family were all taken as captives.
啊，亚伯拉罕呢、啊、就带着牧羊人呢、啊，就一直追追追啊，把他们救回来。
And Abraham took his shepherds and chased after them and caught up with them and rescued them.
啊，回来以后啊，心里面就怕怕的。
And after he came back, they were afraid.
啊，敌人军队那么大，我怎么还那么大胆，带着三百人就跟他追？
How, with such large enemy forces, how can I just bring 300? How dare I just bring 300
members to go against them?
Now, will they come and retaliate against me? So when he was fearful, God appeared to him.
So, 你不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
我做你的盾牌。
Because I will be your shield.
我还要大大的祝福给你。
And I will bless you greatly.
亚伯拉罕说：“你给我估计有什么用？我一个儿子都没有。”
And God, Abraham said to the Lord, saying, "What good is it if you offer me blessing? Because、
oh,
I do not have a son."
我财产这么多啊！啊，将来就是给我老仆人。
And I have such a large inheritance, but I will only be able to give this、
哎、
to my old servant.
忠心的仆人叫做以利以谢嘛，对不对
？Because in his household he had this.A faithful servant, Eliezer.
所以以利以谢啊，后来能够很忠心去为以撒娶妻哦，所以这个仆人真的很了不起。
And this Eliezer was the one who went, to get a wife for Isaac.
还没有以撒之前呢、啊，很可能亚伯拉罕就把全财产就准备给他的了。
And before Isaac, Abraham probably was about to give him his inheritance.
啊，但是呢，神说不是。
But God said, no, this man will not be your heir, but son coming from your own body will be your heir.
我年纪这么大了，八十几岁了，我怎么还有儿女？
Abraham replied, I am so old, I am 80-some years old, how can I have a son?
啊，太太少他十岁。
And Sarah, his wife, was 10
years younger. 啊，照人来看啊，没有办法生小孩了。
From a human perspective, there's no possibility for childbearing.
但神说把他带到外面去。
So God brought him out into the wilderness.
啊，数着天上的星星对他说
，and looked at the heavens and said,
你算算看，这个天上的星星你算得过来吗
？Can you count the stars in the heavens?
你们算得过来吗
？Can you count them?
亚伯兰说，没有办法算。
And Abraham said, I cannot do it.
说你将来的祖孙就是像这样多。
And the Lord said, in the future your descendants will be like the stars in the sky.
啊，亚伯拉罕没有说没有啦，没有，不可能啦。
And Abraham did not say, that is impossible."
亚伯拉罕说，哎呀，亚伯拉罕相信神呐、啊，亚伯拉罕相信。
Abraham believed the Lord.
他说，主有这样相信，神就称他为义了。
And because Abraham believed the Lord, God credited him as righteousness.
所以因信，他所以神就称他为义。
And because of his belief, his faith, God.Gave him
righteousness.
And this is recorded in Genesis chapter 15, verse 6.
亚伯兰是割礼是在什么时候？
And where is it recorded that Abraham was circumcised?
是在十七章嘛，对不对？
It is in chapter 17.
是不是在创世纪十七章？
It is in. Is it in chapter 17?
有没有在十七章哈
？It's in chapter 17.
先叫他们是割礼。
His entire household received circumcision.
这在第九节叫他是割礼的哈。
Verse 9.
啊，实际上主刑是在二十六节。
And verse 9 records how God commanded Abraham to be circumcised, and the actual execution of this event is in verse 26.
从二十三节开始哈
，starting from verse 23，
那就是亚伯拉罕是割礼，是在十七章。
And this is where Abraham and his household was.
所以亚伯拉罕蒙召是在十二章。
So Abraham's calling was in Genesis chapter 12.
啊，被称义是在十五章。
And then being called righteous was in chapter 15.
是割礼是在十七章。
And being circumcised in chapter 17.
他献以撒是在22章。
And offering Isaac to God was in chapter 22.
这个是那个完全的那个信心的行为。
And this is a complete demonstration of his faith.
所以保罗就用这样说，亚伯拉罕称义啊，是在割礼之前呢，还是割礼之后？
So Paul asked the question, was Abraham called righteous before or after his circumcision?
他不是行了割礼以后啊，才被称义。
And he was not called righteous after his circumcision.
是在还没有割礼以前啊，因为他有信心，神就称他为义。
But rather, because of his faith and his belief, God called him as righteous.
所以这个就是要作为我们因信称义的一个榜样。
So this should serve as an example of justification by faith.
所以不是，就是给那个对未受割礼的人啊，能够有信心。
So towards those who are uncircumcised, they can have faith.
能够得救。
If they have faith, they will can be called righteous.
啊，对受割礼的人啊，要效法亚伯拉罕还没有受割礼以前的信心。
And those who have been circumcised must emulate, Abraham's example prior to his circumcision.
因为割礼跟不割礼现在都不关紧要了。
Because whether
相信耶稣接受他的救恩
being circumcised or not, it does not matter. Now, it is rather it is the belief in Christ Jesus.
所以要效法亚伯拉罕的信心来得到称义。
So we have to follow Abraham's example.
啊，再来讲到亚伯拉罕的信心是怎么样的信心。
And what type of faith is Abraham's faith?
它是属无变为有啊。
It is a faith of having nothing to having something.
死而复生的神。
And belief.
他对神的相信呢。
And his belief is that God comes.
从没有变成有。
From not being in existence to being.
因为亚伯拉罕的信心呢、啊，他是他将来。将近100岁了，他大概90岁了。
Because
在人来看呢、啊，不可能生意。
When Abraham was 100 years old and his wife was 90 years old, when man thinks it is impossible for him to have a son.
但是呢，亚伯拉罕相信说，神所做的一定会成就。
But Abraham believed that what God has said will come to pass.
所以他不但信心没有软弱，反而信心完全。
And his faith did not diminish, but rather it became complete.
满心说满心相信神所应许的一定会成就。
And he believed that with a full heart that whatever God said will become true.
所以从75岁蒙神选召一直到100岁。
So from his calling at age 75 to his, from giving birth,
这个信心达到完全。
His son in 100 years old,
his faith was completed. 所以从无当中啊生出了以撒来。
So from without a child, it,and not having anything was given birth
of Isaac. 所以借着以撒产生了他的后裔。
And through Isaac, his descendants.
这是亚伯拉罕第一个信，神是能够让没有变成有的神。
And this is Abraham's first faith in believing that God could create something out of nothing.
当然第二个信心就是神能够让死了变成活过来的神。
And the second part of his faith is that he believed that God can cause someone who is dead to come back alive again.
因为他在22章的时候把以撒带到山上去呀、啊，要把他献给神呐、啊。
Because when he went up into the mountain to sacrifice his son Isaac to God.
因为他抓住神的一句话。
He captured a word of God.
说从以撒生的才要成为你的后裔。
Because God had told him that only those born of Isaac will be your heir.
他假使以撒死掉了，他没有儿子。他的后裔就断绝了嘛，是吧
？Because if Isaac is dead, then his descendants will not cease to exist.
所以他相信说，我把以撒献给神，神还会让他活下来。
So he believed that if he offered Isaac to God, God will still resurrect him.
所以他要上去献祭的时候，他跟那个仆人说：“你们留在这里。
”So when we went up the mountain to sacrifice, he said to a servant.Stay down here.
我跟以撒上山去拜一拜哈，拜拜神啦、啊，哦，我们就下来。
We will go up to the mountain to worship God, and afterwards we will come back down.
不是说我们献祭了，因为以撒留在上面呢，我就下来，说我们就下来。
He did not say that. We will go up, and Isaac will stay there, and I will come back down alone.
因为那个时候他已经相信说神是掌管人生命的。
Because at that point, he already believed that God is the master of life and can bring Isaac back to life.
所以他好像在死亡当中啊，啊又重新得到了儿子一样。
So it is as if through his death, he has received his son back again.
所以这里是罗马书的第四章就讲到亚伯拉罕的这种信心的完全。
So chapter 4 of Romans talks about this type of faith exemplified in Abraham.So that is why he was able to be called righteous.
不是靠着他自己什么行为善行。
So it was not through his actions or his good deeds that he had performed.
但是因为有信心以后啊，得到称义。
But because you have faith and you are called righteous.
然后借着割礼来做他称义的记号。
You have to go through circumcision to be a mark of being righteous.
啊，借着献以撒，实际的行动献上。让他的信心达到完全。
And through the action of offering Isaac, he was able to complete his faith and have a complete faith. Let's pray in silence.